Good day, this is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. And on it goes. The negotiations between President Obama and Republican leaders over raising the national debt limit continue at the White House. Tempers are rising. The gulf between the two sides seems to be widening. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News is on Capitol Hill covering all the developments. She joins us now. Mary Agnes, welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know how many news conferences you may have covered today.
Lots.
But when all is said and done, what is the big picture? Has there been any movement on either side?
Not really, Jackie. Everyone's kind of sticking to their script. Republicans are saying we need to have spending reductions before we can raise the debt ceiling. They want to see more spending cuts. They want to see cuts in entitlement programs like Medicare and Medicaid. Democrats, of course, maintain their line that they are fierce defenders of beneficiaries of Medicare and Medicaid. They might be willing to make some changes that they don't think would be negative to beneficiaries. They might be willing to do that if they saw more tax increases out of the Republicans, which, of course, is a place they don't want to go. So everyone seems to be in the same place they've been for days.
And when you talk to politicians and their staff behind the scenes, are you hearing anything different from the public pronouncements?
People seem to want, they want to be measured in their remarks. They want to be careful in their remarks. I've been talking to freshman Republicans. I've been talking to seasoned veterans in both parties. And people seem, they want to be responsible. They understand what's at risk here if the government defaults. And they know that there'll be a lot of serious economic consequences. But they seem to feel that this is also to be expected because you're talking about changes in the entitlement area, for example. You're talking about potential changes in spending patterns that have been the norm for a long time. So they think it's part of the mix. It's part of the game. They want to be reasonable. I don't get a sense of panic too much that this won't be resolved at some point, but people seem to be keeping the eye on the ball and on the calendar, of course, because we're up against this August 2nd deadline.
Is there an anxiety, though, particularly among liberal Democrats, about what the White House may be willing to do in terms of altering the way some of the entitlement programs, the health care programs, do operate at the moment?
Well, I think there was some surprise about the reports that the president suggested an increase in the Medicare eligibility age. I think that took a lot of Democrats by surprise. And of course, politically, the idea of protecting Medicare has been beneficial for Democrats, especially in the House, up against the Paul Ryan proposal, which would have changed Medicare to a fixed contribution by the government, would change Medicaid to a block grant program. House Democrats have been out there campaigning fiercely that we are the protectors of Medicare, and so there has been some concern that some of the cuts that are on the table, some of the suggestions about changes in entitlements, aren't maybe the place they really want to be heading into a campaign where they think they can win back the House.
Now, this isn't only about lawmakers, about the president. It's also about special interest groups. It's about industries that are impacted by these discussions, particularly as they apply to the healthcare programs. So are you seeing many more lobbyists on the Hill these days than is normal? Are you seeing many more radio and television campaigns being launched around these negotiations?
You're seeing both, especially in the messaging area. For example, the medical schools are very upset about this potential cut in graduate medical education. They're trying to appeal, especially to Democrats, to say, look, you've backed a health law that's going to possibly cover up to 32 million people. That's the goal. How can you do that with fewer trained doctors? They've really honed their message on that. AARP has come out swinging with a campaign geared to the entire Capitol Hill, both sides of Congress, saying, don't change Medicare, don't cut Medicare, don't cut Social Security. The tagline of this ad is very interesting. You may think that we're an easy target, but you forget that there's 50 million of us. So they really want lawmakers and the president to understand the power of the seniors lobbying group. The hospital groups have been on this for weeks, and they've stepped up their campaigns. They're spending $1 million a week through August for radio, TV, internet, print ads, basically saying that if you cut Medicare and Medicaid, you're going to overload the ERs, you're going to shut down trauma units, patients are going to have problems getting access to care. So they're really trying to broaden their message to the public. No one really knows how this is going to go on Medicare and Medicaid cuts. So you've got all these different groups trying to say to Congress, this is our value, this is why you shouldn't cut us.
Okay, thank you very much. I know we'll be talking about this again. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
Thank you.